This is Joe. Can I help you?
Hey, good morning, Joe. This is David with Local Splash.
Oh, man, you weren't joking around when you said you were going to call in the morning.
You're right, brother. I wasn't, man. Only because we're starting the callbacks right in the area, and I just didn't want to pass you up because we had a good conversation, right?
What do you call it? That Ali Ali company that I told you about? They ended up contacting me yesterday, I guess sometime midday. I just saw the email when I got home that that when we first started our company, we had another contractor that he'll go beside us until I get my license. And so we went in and he put his name down as the same, with the same contractor's license. So they just asked me, is this information correct? Because they're trying to do a search and they couldn't find it. Now, I am in the process of getting my license. I'm going to be taking a class, probably, not the class. I just submitted my paperwork to that I'm ready to take the test after studying. And they said it'll probably take about a month to a month and a half, maybe 2 months wait. So what would be that process of still at least trying to get me out there?
You have to try to get that, your Google Business profile activated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, while you're in the process of getting a license, I mean, that's not a problem. We can still have your GBP activated. And then once you get it, well, I mean, we'll just update the license information, right? Licensing, no big deal. I mean, out the gate, you know, if you're getting some phone calls, you know, for maybe like commercial that are asking for where they're in the process, I mean, just let them know, hey, well, we almost got that one tied up. No big deal. You start doing residential as soon as we get it done. Maybe more commercial calls will start happening for us, right?
All right, so I guess the next move would be for you guys to contact Ali Ali to see if I own that or do I own that? I mean, do I call them?
For the web address, like the domain?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, they're not going to talk to us, right? They'll tell us that we don't have any access to, like, your account or any of your information. So they won't hand that out to us right out the gate. But, yeah, I mean, if you could find that out for them, that'd be great. But at the end of the day, the only problem it'll pose if they don't want to give out your domain is that the domain for your website would change, right? But if not, a lot of people have been getting the visits right now anyway. I mean, it might be one letter, two letters. You can put LLC at the end. Something minor, right, to where it's still pretty close.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right, so what will be the next process for you and I to move forward?
So when we're moving forward, what we want to do before we get any of that done is we go through what's called like a voice verification. That's going to outline your program and we send that out to you in writing with your invoice, right? So because we have you on that pre-discounted agreement, it locks you in. It lets you know the prices that you stay locked in at as well as your cancellation terms. Once you go over that and you understand all that, well, then what we do is we get scheduled your client onboarding call. That's through the calendar. So it'll go directly to your calendar and we're early enough in the morning. If you got some time later today after lunch, we can get that call taken care of, which would be great. So that next week we have you onboarded and we just start rolling out all your information, right? Right after that, I mean, we would just get onto the weekend and then come Monday, we start rolling out the services.
Okay. All right.
All right. So first things first, Joe. Okay. Can I get a last name?
Lerma. L-E-R-M-A.
Lerma. Okay. Now, next thing, hours of operation. What are we listing for Google?
7 to 5.
Okay. 7 a.m., 5 p.m., Friday. And weekends?
No. No weekends, only emergency.
Saturday emergency only, Sunday completely closed, or Saturday and Sunday emergency?
Saturday and Sunday emergency.
Okay. Okay. Now we're going to talk about target areas. So obviously we have your home base, right? Now we're going to talk, we have a 50 mile radius. Is there anything inside of the radius that you would want to retarget, and anything inside the radius you would not want to retarget?
No, all the areas that I normally go through, they're pretty cool. I would actually say 45, because that'll keep me out of San Francisco.
Gotcha.
I don't want to go to San Francisco.
Say San Francisco.
So the only sus part about that mileage, I don't think I want to go to Gilroy either.
Okay, no Gilroy?
But yeah, no Gilroy. Yeah, go ahead and keep Gilroy in there. I'll just explain to them. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Well, I do know somebody out there, or depending on what they want. You guys need to stop her from doing that.
Okay, next thing I'm going to need is a list of, I mean, I know we're doing HVAC, right? But with HVAC, we're doing brand new installations.
Brand new installations, change outs.
Okay, change outs.
Repairs.
Repairs.
Got cleaning.
Okay. Brand installations, change out repairs, duct cleaning. Are you doing services, service calls?
Yeah.
Okay. Service calls. Let's see.
Free estimates on new equipment. What's it called? Yeah, free estimates, yeah. Free estimates on new equipment.
Free estimates on new equipment. Okay, brand new installation, change out, repairs, duct cleaning, service calls, free estimates on new equipment. Let me see. I'm trying to think here. So in your new installations, is that included like when you're doing all brand new ducts all throughout the, you know, attic, things like that, insulation?
Yeah.
Blow insulation, like an attic. Yeah. Are you doing all that too?
You can put in ductwork.
Okay, perfect.
I don't do any installation. No, I mean, I don't do any insulation.
There you go,
installation.
Installation. There you go. All right. Perfect. So then we got our list of services. Okay, so right now I have Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturday and Sunday emergency calls, 45-mile radius. We're staying out of San Francisco. Our services, we're doing HVAC as our main category. That's brand new installation, change out, repairs, duct cleaning, service calls, and free estimates on new equipment and duct work.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let me get that one down. So now what we'll move forward to is going to be our voice verification, right? Now on that one, it's recorded, and we're going to be sending this one out to you in writing with your invoice. So if there's anything you don't understand.
So let me ask you this. So back to the website thing. Mm-hmm. Will the website, if they do not sell it, or if I don't own it, and they do not want to sell it, does that mean you guys are going to create a new one?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just going to get right past it. I mean, if they don't want to give it up when you get right past it, you're not going to run into that problem again. Because even if you decide to part with us for any reason, you're always available to purchase your domain, right? And it's at $99, the price that we got it for. And that's an outright purchase, so it would be yours, right? Until then, I mean, we're just going to maintain it, monitor it, update it, do everything you need.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, if there's anything you don't understand, to say, hey, Dave, can you slow down and explain that to me? And I'll rephrase it. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we even take any card info or anything like that. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay, so now welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, please state the name of your business.
AZTEX Mechanical.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Name is Joe V. Lerma, and I am the owner.
Okay, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you are an authorized user on the billing list account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, Joe, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, you will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, you do have three choices, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to go with?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And your answer?
Hinojosa.
Okay. Hinojosa. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, calls, they will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure, yes.
All right. Now, your initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 9, 2025, the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the ninth day in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month's service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Question.
Uh-huh.
On this, everything that you just said, you're going to send me all this so I can read it over, right?
Absolutely. It goes out to you in writing with your invoice.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, before I go forward, what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you out our 877 number so that we have it on file. So you don't got to worry about going back in and saving it and all that. Now, what you'll want to do is when you do save it under Local Leads, or actually Local Splash. And then when you get your dashboard, you're going to have another prompt to save that number under Local Leads. So that way when you get that ping, it'll show up, right? 7765-6225. 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, just so that way you have it on file as well. Okay, so now that we're through all that, let me go ahead and update our billing information. We have Joe Lerma.
Did you just send me something right now?
Yes, I did. That was the 877 number that it said for you to save. So that way you already have it there. You can just kind of cut and paste, put it in here. You know, it makes it easier for you. Okay. Now, question. On your address, your billing address, it says P.O. Box 90268. Do you have a physical address that we could list?
I do, but that's not the address of that's just a zip code putting center of San Jose.
P.O. Box?
Nobody, yeah, I don't want nobody coming knocking on my door, you know what I mean? That's my
yes,
my business
sure.
Is my house.
Yep, I hear you. So what we do for you guys, because remember, I work with mobile locksmiths, I work with mobile pressure washers, all types of businesses. We mask your home address, right? So that way nobody can see it. You will still show as a local option. You'll have a red ping on the map, but if they try to zoom in, it's just going to have a radius. It's not going to have an actual address. So nobody will be directed to your property.
Okay. So the physical address is 487 North 17th Street, San Jose, California, 95112. Yeah, who's over here?
Okay, I got 47 North 17th Street, San Jose, California, 95112.
That's correct.
Okay. And are we going to be using a Master Visa Discover?
Oh, it'll be a Visa.
Okay. Go ahead when you're ready.
(4815) 880-3345-9878.
I'm going to read that back because once I come off, it exits out, right? So I got 4815-880-3345-9878.
Yep.
Okay. Expiration?
0727.
Okay, that's
147.
It's a lucky card. You got triple sevens. I'm sorry, I'm one of those guys. That's the first thing that I noticed. 777. That's pretty good.
No. My security code is 147.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is July is 7. Your expiration year is 2027. And security code is 147. So the last three numbers are 777, right? Makes sense. Sorry, I'm one of those guys. I notice things like that. Okay. Let's see what we got here for you. All righty, 1 second while that updates. Now we want to get our calendar invite for our onboarding call going. Now Friday the 9th. Okay. So I got some 2 p.m.s, some 3 p.m.s available. I have an 11 a.m. Which one do you think will work for you?
Probably the 3. You're talking about today?
Yeah. So the sooner the better, right? The sooner we get you onboarded so that way come Monday, you have any jobs or anything like that, we already have all that ball rolling. You'll just kind of be, you know, if you need to submit anything, it'll just be through your phone, right? So no big deal.
Okay. All right. Now, if I do get leads, am I being charged per lead from you guys?
Absolutely not. This is unlimited.
Okay.
Yeah. So no matter how many phone calls, no matter how many you convert and how much each one converts for, your price never changes here.
Okay.
All right, so when it comes down to your Google Business Profile verification, it's definitely okay that right now you're in the process of getting your instances, right? What we're going to do is we'll have you just submit some pictures of your other things, maybe like some of your tools, your work truck, some of your equipment, things like that. We'll submit those to, you know, Google for verification, and we'll get it done that way. And then as soon as your license gets taken care of, then we'll just update through there.
Okay.
Sound fair? Okay, great. So for your email, I have jvlerma22@gmail.com. Is that a good one for your client invite?
Yeah. And then later on, hopefully we can move the, my email.
Oh, yeah, you want to change the email to the domain, right?
Yeah. But that'll be later on.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to English, and we have 408. 592-245. Invite? Yeah, I just sent you the calendar invite to your email. So that one should have buzzed right now. So we got y'all there. Now, what you want to do with that one is go in, accept that invite.
Send me a shitload of them, man.
Yeah, then, well, the emails, it should be two emails, right? Which is the ones from yesterday and then the one this morning. And that one will be your calendar invite. Now, you are getting some more. Yeah, you're going to get some automatic messages that go out here as soon as your account is activated. Reason being, because it's going to say things like, your new client dashboard, log in, you know, all that kind of stuff. And those will be live as soon as we get your directory submissions live. Now, I'm also going to send you your initial terms and conditions. So feel free to look over those before we get onto our client onboarding call. It's pretty much the same thing we already went through with our voice verification, right? But you'll have that when you just click check boxes, submit that for us. We'll be ready to rock and roll.
Okay, so going back to this email that I just got. Do I put view all guest info or just click yes?
Okay. Read me off the email that you just received so I know which one you got.
This is the invitation from the unknown sender.
Oh, yeah. That's for your client onboarding. Yeah. So click accept that one so that way it'll confirm. And then right now I'll get the the notification that you confirm.
No, I'm not a computer guy.
Yeah, no worries. You can do it right on your phone. We're going to be helping you with everything from the computer.
Okay. So as I'm on the phone, I'm also in my truck. So it's going to take a minute to...
No worries, I'm still working.
Respond, what do you call that thing? go through the satellite. Okay, so Google Calendar. What do I do?
Yeah, let's click accept invite or confirm invitation, whichever one is prompting.
Yeah, no, I already did that. I'm in the calendar. What does the calendar say? Local splash 3 to 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I already accepted it.
I'll be the first one, Joe, to welcome you to Local Splash. It looks like right now we got everything set up for your onboarding call. The only thing I'm doing now is just plugging in the information like that we went over earlier, hours of operation, emergency calls, you know, services, things like that. But other than that, I mean, if you're ready to go for your client onboarding call, do you have any questions for me right now until we reconvene?
How long will this onboarding call go?
30 minutes at most, just depending on how many questions you have, right? Yeah, but we're going to be going over your geofences, you know, domains, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so will this be with you or somebody else?
Okay, so good question. So I'm going to call first because remember, when you're going through your mapping, like your geofences, all that, our mapping coordinated team will help. It'll be Evan, Nikki, or sometimes Pro, right? And then when you go to your internet website, that's our web design team. That's all they do, you know, so they'll be able to help us out with that area. But I always call you first. I introduce you to who you're speaking with, so that way you get accustomed to them. And then I'll let you guys get to it.
Okay. All right, man. see what happens.
All right. Well, then I'll be talking to you in a bit, Joe. We appreciate your time. All and right, then, yeah, enjoy your lunch. And then I'll be hearing for you after lunch.
All right, man. See you.
Yes.